time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Steelers on Saturday night.
Games now to, you know, crazy things happen, wild things happen. How did it feel to see some things go your way and kind of turn for the better?
Yeah, I think, you know, just the past games that I've been a part of with these guys is they do a great job of causing turnovers. Physical team, getting to the ball. But we knew what we were capable of, just, you know, executing our game plan. You know, we have tremendous, you know, skill players and players on this team that can get the job done. And I thought we saw that tonight of, you know, what we're capable of doing when we play, you know, good execution football.
How essential did you think it was that you ran the ball as well as you did in the first half?
Yeah, I think it's always important. In the first half, to kind of set that, you know, tempo of in the run game, just being effective in the run game. You always want to do that. I think a lot of offenses will tell you that's their goal. So, you know, it just allows you to open up more things. You know, it's, when a team has to stop the run, they got to bring more guys in the box. So,
how emotional was that swing of Lamar throwing the interception to Marlon getting the pick six?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, obviously, as a, you know, I'm sure El will be the first one to tell you, you know, we can't do that down the red zone, but. You know, that's just complimentary to football. We turn the ball over, defense, two plays later, get a pick six. It's just, you know, some things happen for a reason, and just a great play for by Marlo.
Tyler, obviously a very physical game when these two teams match up. I mean, as an offensive lineman, how proud are you to see you guys run for over 200 yards today?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a good accomplishment, but, you know, just we've got a quick turnaround. You know, another tough team on Wednesday, and just got to enjoy this. But, you know, there's still a lot of things that we can get better at. But, you know, if you have 200 yards on the ground, especially against a defense like that, you know, you're doing some good things.
Tyler, did feel like – go ahead.
How much, you know, much was made this week about mistakes? And teams in the past against this team, mistakes have kind of snowballed. How much did you talk during the week about resilience and bouncing back if you do make some mistakes?
Yeah, I think, just – we're in the time of the year where, you know, it's going to be tough to blow out teams. You know, games are going to be close. You know, turnovers are going to happen. It's just how you respond. You know, and emphasis this week was for sure taking care of the football. Taking care of football was our number one priority. You know, we didn't do that to 100% of what we wanted to do, but, you know, just something to keep improving on, and our defense had our back.
Given, you know, 8 of 9, all of that and all of it, mistakes and all of that, was there any sense of afterward of you've gotten this monkey off your back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good team. It's a really good team. You know, and you know, there's obviously a chance that we can see him again in the playoffs. So, you know, went 1-1 in the season. I'm sure there's a very good chance, you know, possibly seeing them again in the playoffs. Just got to learn from this game, carrying over into the next two games. Have we clinched the playoffs yet?
Yes.
Okay, and then, you know, carry it over to the playoffs. So,
Tyler, to go back to Child's question from earlier, I mean, the way you guys ran the ball, you know, given the stakes of the team, given the weather we're in, did it feel like it makes a statement about how you can compete in the playoffs and your ability to run the ball against anybody you want?
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, like you said about the weather, you know, December football, January football, being able to run the ball, being able to stop the run, taking care of the football. You know, I think it's going to be important down the stretch. You know, it's got to be, you know, emphasis each and every week, you know, being able to run the ball and stop the run.
Tyler, I mean, there were multiple tense moments in the second half that maybe wouldn't be reflected if you just saw the final score. I mean, is it a big deal that you guys stood up to those moments the way that you did?
Yeah, for sure. You know, just don't flinch. Yeah. You know, just can't flinch. Whatever happens, we go out there and do our job, do it to the best of our ability. You know, I tell the O-line that all the time when we're just sitting there, don't flinch. You know, no matter what happens, no matter good or bad, you know, we got to go out there and do our job to the best of our ability and play as hard as possible. So if we're doing that, I think a lot of good things can happen with this team.
Tyler, you said it's tough to blow out a team this late in the season, but you guys doubled them up. The offense didn't have its best game. Defense didn't have its best game. What do you make of differential being what it was, despite you guys, you know, like you said, having room for improvement?
Yeah, I think this time of the year, it's find a way to win. Was by 1 point or 20 points. You know, our biggest concern is just finding a way to win. You know, and it's not going to be pretty. Certainly not going to be pretty. Competition is going to get harder and harder. So, you know, it's just our job to go out there, do our jobs. And like I said, don't flinch.
There's a feeling with Derek, though, it's just, especially when you get into that third and fourth quarter, it just almost feels like just a matter of time before he'll pop a big one late in the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, yeah, Derek's a really special back, you know. And, you know, he wears on people. He runs the ball extremely hard. And that just starts with how he practices and then how he carries it over in the game. You know, he's a perfectionist. He wants to do as good as possible. He wants the team to succeed. And, you know, it's fun to have a guy like him on our team and to block for a guy like that. And, you know, when it's third, fourth quarter and his number's called upon, you know, we gotta do our job and keep being effective in that run game.
You talk about the perfectionist aspect of Derek. You know, last time out he fumbled and he was really unhappy with that. Told us after the game how unhappy he was with that. Did you sense anything extra for him this week?
I'm sure there was an emphasis for him. It was certainly an emphasis by Munkin. You know, ball security this week. Just with the whole team, you know, anyone who has the ball in their hands, taking care of that football. And, you know, Derek, I'm sure he's always worried about that, you know, taking care of the football because he's an electric player. He can break those big runs. He's a vet, so he's been in this league for a long time. He knows what he needs to do.
Tell me, you know, you guys got the quick turnaround. So just for you, what do these next 24 hours look like in terms of rest recovery, how you kind of get your body right?
Yeah, recovery starts now, you know, just quick turnaround. Excited for the opportunity to play on Christmas Day. You know, just prepare, you know, mentally and physically to get as ready as possible for this game.